Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from Arvi Marwan Himurasi Sheikhio. Yeshua Sarah says to Basbush Moros, Hanabas Kinomas, Altahanabas of Meir Zev. The Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of Chesvi Alachas, writes, Taras Makum Tfila Ketzad. How does Taras Makum Tfila work? Laispal Makum Matinofis, Lov Merchas, Lov Besakitza, Lov Ashbel, Lov Makum Shenu Cheskas, Tara, Achiv Dekana. In Allah Adab, in any of these places, a dirty place, bathhouse, bird bathroom, garbage, place that's not becheskes tar until you check it. Kol shel davar kol makom shem bar kor makriyah shemayim mispalim bo. Where you're now allowed to say kriyah shema, you're also now allowed to daven shem shemarchikim mitzoah meraglayim. It's like you distance yourself from tzoah and meraglayim from feces and urine and a bad smell, reach realm and a mace from a corpse. Mriyah serva the kriyah shema kach mechigim letfilas. Just like you do all that for kriyah shema, you do the same for tefilas. So the Rambam learns a klal. Shekol makom shanu korin shem korin bo kriyah shemayim mispalim bo. Where you're now allowed to reach shema, you're now allowed to daven. So we have to understand why the Rambam doesn't bring the halacha that even tefillah, if you were over and you daven in a place where you're not supposed to daven, that you have to daven again. So the Rambam paskins by Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, En Karon Lo Beis Amerchas Lo Beis Hakisei Af Bishem Botzov Lo Beis Hakvaros Lo Beis Hakvaros Lo Beis Atzmo Vemirchak Abramas Men Hakevro Men Ameis Mutter Likros Vuchom Misha Karbo Makom Shein Karbo Chozer Vekare. So the Rambam paskins clearly by Kriyas Shema that if you daven in a Beis HaMerchatz, or a Beis, if you reach Shema in a Beis HaMerchatz, or in a Beis HaKisei, even though there's no feces, or in a Beis HaKvaris, Sadamesi, you're not allowed to daven in all these places. If you distance yourself 4 amos, it's fine. And if you read in one of these places that you're not supposed to read, Chozer V'Kori. So why by Tefillah doesn't the Rambam say Chozer Pashit, Chozer Mispalel? Misha Ispalel, Chozer Mispalel. Why doesn't the Rambam say that? By all these the unclean places. Later on, Hachas Tefila Perek Dalet Alecha Test, the Rambam writes, "Hamispal lo matzit tzov b'makomo ho v'chato b'nei shaloi b'adak ad shaloi spal chozer mispal b'makom tors." The Rambam here does say chozer mispal, but the Rambam says first, if you daven and you find it tzov in its place, since you sinned because you didn't check before you daven again. So you see here that you need this tzeruf, you need the tzeruf, and it has to be that there's tzov there, and that you didn't check ho'el v'chato. The Rambam doesn't say that by kriyas shema, but the Rambam says that since you sinned by not checking, and you found so there, you have to daven again. So what's the difference between Kriyas Shema and Tefillah? That by Tefillah you need this tzeruf of Hoel V'chata and Matzit Tzor V'mekomo, those two elements, sinned and you found it so, whereas by Kriyas Shema, just being in an unclean place and saying Shema is enough to require you to go back and daven. The Rambam, to go back and say Shema. The Rambam in the Gemara in Daf Chavav, Amar Alef says, "Kam yarchik mehem minat zelar b'amos." Amar Rav, Amar Schera, Amar Ravuna, lo shanu la'achor, but lefun of marchik m'lo'ena v'chein l'tefila. So you have to be marchik arba amos from dirty things, and that's only la'achor from behind you, but in front of you, k'mlo'ena as far as the eye can see, and so for too for tefila. Rabbi Yonah b'firushu al rif writes v'temahu, lama hutzich lo'emar k'en l'tefila, she's a pashidu dekem de marchik kriyash makol she k'en l'tefila shechmir ba yosem mishar dvar. Why does the Gemara have to say that you have to be marchik for tefila just like Shema? 4 amos behind you, and as far as the eye can see in front of you. It's pashit. Tefillah were more machmir. In other areas, certainly in this area, we're also going to be machmir. So the Rabbeinu Yonah wonders why you have to even mention by tefillah that the halacha applies as it does for Kriyas Shema. So says Agon Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita as follows. The linen Kriyas Shema we find in the Gemara and Daf Chav Talad Amid Beis Tani Kabaset Rav Chisda Hayimahalech Mavos Hamitur Nafos Lo Yikra Kriyas Shema Velo Odela Shima Yakore Uba Posek Uba Posek Loi pasak ma'ay amar miyasha bar bereid Rabbi Shua ben Levi alo v'kasa v'ymer v'gam ani ravasi amar havei mohoi moishchim ravada bar hava amar mehachik d'var Hashem baza. So the Gemara here says that if you're going in dirty places you shouldn't read Shema. Not only that, if you're reading you stop. Come to a dirty place, you stop. You don't stop, what's the din? And the Gemara says various psukim of people who are sinners, so it's a sinful thing to do. Rambam paskins perakim lochi yadalad hayikari vigil lemakom atinofis lo niach liado apiv. If you come to a dirty place, don't put your hand on your mouth and read. Ali yafsik achi yaver meyosim makom. You should stop until you pass by that place. So to perak dalad mitfila lachates. The Rambam writes, hayom mitfila matzit tzavak enegdoim loch al halach lefan of kedesh yizrakenu lachar barba amas yahalach. If you can pass by and it's behind you 4 amas, go, guy, vim lav yisakenu litzladim. If not, push it to the side. Go to the side. V'imeinu yachol, yafsik. If you can't get push it to the side, then stop. So it would appear pashit that if the person didn't stop, bein l'kriyash, bein l'kriyash, bein l'tfila, he should daven again. because this is no different than the din of marchikim by Kriyas Shema and the din of Ha'ol v'chata of Tefillah. But then we have to understand, why did the Gemara split it up into two cases? Din Kriyas Shema is brought to Inyan the halach of mafsikin, and its makor is the psukim and of chavdal adamid beis, and the poskim paskin like Rav Adi Bar Hava that the correct pasuk is kidvar Hashem bozer. That's the one we paskin the halacha. The one is disgracing the name of Hashem. Whereas din tefillah is brought leinyan tefillah leinyan yachzor v'yispalel kishematzah tesoa lachar tefillasa. In a case where you should have checked, you didn't check. And the makor is the pasuk of zevach Hashem toyeva. Chav beis amet beis v'yispalel matzah tesoa b'makoy moy omer rabbo af v'shechata tefillasa tefillah. Even though he davened, when he found it, if he davened and he finds tzoa, he finds feces there, even though his tefillah is a tefillah, even though he sinned, his tefillah is a tefillah. So Rava says to Rabba, excuse me, v'azevach Hashem toyeva, the sacrifice of Hashem is an abomination, it's abominable, alma Rava, hal v'chataf, b'shespal tefillah toyeva. Since he sinned, even though his tefillah, even though he davened, his tefillah is a toyeva. So we have to understand why the Gemara split it up into two. Two echitimsis and two makaris. We have one echitimsi of being marchik, that's by Shema, and then different makaros, different psukim. And then by tefillah, it's not talking about like by Shema, where you're in the middle of reading and stopping. That's the hechitimsi by Shema, that you're going in dirty places, you shouldn't read Shema. And if you should and you get there, you should stop. By tefillah, it doesn't say such as a hechitimsi. By tefillah, it just says that if you're davening, you find soa b'makomo, your tefillah is a tefillah. And then the Gemara asks, guys, ever choshem to'eva? So he says, since you sinned, Rava says, since you sinned, even though you daven, your tefillah is a toyev. So we have here by tefillah the pasuk of zevach shem toyev, but doesn't have the tziur of pasuk that if you find soa there, you should stop. So why there are two hechitimsis, one for kriyash, one for tefillah, and also two different psukim? So it appears follows that the Ravid was masik on the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Ulefi dvarav yesh lechalek bein kol elu asher yisodim midin taharas makom levein beis hakvaro sudetzad hames. You have to distinguish between those that are midin taharas makom, the purity of the place, and a cemetery and a mace. And apparently, the difference is because beis hakvaro is not alts taharas makom, that you can't say Shema there, but alts leg l'rosh, that you're making fun of the poor person, the dead person. And since the sister of Loig LaRosh is a mitzad, the chevz of Kriyas Shema, it's mitzad. The person being mekayim the mitzvah, that he's Loig LaRosh, he's making fun of the dead person. Therefore, we have to distinguish with Lenin Chozer V'Koyre, that we only say Chozer V'Koyre when the psul is mitzad, the chevz of Kriyas Shema. It's not a good Kriyas Shema. But when it's only Meisurei Gavra, this person was Loig LaRosh when he said the Shema, There's no din of choizer v'koyri. Aza hal derived. That's the derived shita. However, b'das harambam, it would appear that even in those cases of kvura of a mace in a cemetery, it's also mitzat taras hamakom. That even in those instances that are mishum taras hamakom, chazaras kriyas shema is not dependent on taras hamakom, but rather because the person was over in the din of Ein Koren. So it's not out, even those that are because of Taras HaMakom, it's not that you have to repeat Shema because of Taras HaMakom, but rather because you were over in the din of Ein Koren, you weren't supposed to read Shema and you read Shema. And that equates all those cases that are brought by the Rambam. They're all the same. The din Chazar is because you were over in the din of Ein Koren. And the Raya Ledavar is Mehagufa, that the Rambam included them in the same list. In one fell swoop, the Rambam was koyel both of them. L'chayra, they're two surim, two different gedarim. The other cases of smelly places, that's midin taras hamakom. Koy kriyas shema beis hakvaros ubitzidu shel meis yisod the surim hu mishum loig larosh. So why did the Rambam include them all in one halacha? So it's muchach from this. That the Rambam included them together is not machmas dinei harachoka, that you shouldn't read in these places, but machmas dinei hachazara, that when you read it, you weren't marchik. Because this din of chazara al kriyashma, when you read and you didn't distance yourself, it does not flow misibas harchaka, from the reason that you have to distance yourself, but rather from the etzem hatzivui laharchik, the very fact that you have to, not why you have to distance yourself, but the very fact that you have to distance yourself, that creates this this din of chazar al kriyashma. You had to distance yourself and you didn't, and therefore they're all the same. It's included in Dvar Hashem Boz, it's disgrace in the name of Hashem, and that causes, that requires one to repeat the Shema in the Kesef Mishnah, who writes in this Hasag of the Ravid, after he writes that it could be that the Rambam doesn't argue, and that he says Yachzor v'Yikur, he's not talking about the Kor B'Sito Shel Meis. Then he writes Inami the Kevin She'ova Da'ovar Al Dvar Chachomim Kansu Lachzor V'Afilu Ma'yashoyi Kedei Shizor Pa'am Acheres. Could be that since he was over Al Dvar Chachomim, he was given a Knas to do it again, and even if he was Shoygeik, he still gets the Knas. Kedei Shizor Pa'am Acheres, in order that he should be careful the next time. So that the Kesef Mishnah writes Kansu Kedei Shizor, we have to understand L'chora, there's no makor for this. Okay, we have to understand the Lafid Varv Maman of Shach. If it's Alts Kanas, in order that he shouldn't be over on his din, why do we need Asmachtos from Sukkim? As we see in the Sukkia, we should need Asmachtos from Sukkim. And if you want to say that a knas is only shayich if one is korei b'tzido shel meis, so we have to understand why. So on one hand, from the dirty places we have psukim. So if it's out knas, then what do you need the psukim for? And if the knas is only shayich and tzido shel meis, then why only there? The bottom line is that the Dvar Hashem Boza, it's because the person was over al divrei chachamim, kedivrei hakesef mishnah, and in this din, all the ein karin are equated. Shimaber v'lo hirchik yachzor v'yikur kriyas shma. So that's shita saram. Shita sarambam is that we equate all the cases of ein karin because the person was over al divrei chachamim. So Meili has to read again, even though one is amalts, one category is out to the cheftza of the kriyas shma as puzzle. And the other is out to the gavra that he was loig l'rush, but this is chozer v'koyre, they're all included in the same halacha. But l'chor, we still have to understand why yachzer v'yikur kriyas shema. Yes, he was over al divrei chachamim, insofar as that he was not kari kriyas shema, insofar as that he wasn't mekayim, the din of ein karin. But why wasn't he yotzei b'diyavad didei kriyas shema bishlam to the kesef mishnah, that it was a knas, that he shouldn't do it again, I understand. But if what we're saying in pashtus, is that it's not a knas. This knas is chiddush gadol meod. Where does the rabbi of the mishnah get it from? So we're saying that it's not alts knas. Why should the person be chozer v'korei kriyas shema? So therefore, we have to say that it's a din mesuyam b'kriyas shema. That if one is included in the category of ki dvar Hashem baza, that one is disgracing the words of Hashem. It's the word of Hashem. It's not shayich that he should be yotzei. And the reason is that Maisa HaBazui creates when one does a disgraceful act, there's a hafko from Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That precludes one from accepting upon himself the yoke of heaven. And since Kriya Shema is in essence a acceptance of the yoke of heaven, it's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, if he reads in a place that the Chachamim said not to read, that's Hefech Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore we understand very well that this din is only Shayach B'Kriya Shema V'loi B'Tfila. Mishum Shagamim Tfila B'Kriya Shema Shavim Heim Shalomdim Din Ein Kairin, one from the other. That's dafka at kama that it's nogeya to the etzem harachaka. But the din of yachzor v'yikra is only because it's a steerer to the mahus of kriyashma, which is kabbal samachus shemayim. So that's only shaykh to kriyashma, it's not shaykh to tefila. So we understand very well, shalinyan tefila, yes, it's not written in the Rambam, shimar v'yispal yachzor v'yispalel. The reason is because tefila is equated to the din of Kriya Shema only in the din of Ein Korin, and not to the din of Yachzer V'Yispalel. Only when it comes to Ein Korin, we say Ein Korin. Because it's not appropriate to read in these places. But when it comes to Yachzer V'Yispalel, that's the Yachzer V'Yikra, that's only because it's a Hafka of Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. That applies only to Kriya Shema, not to Tefillah. So therefore the Rambam doesn't write Yachzer V'Yispalel. And we understand very well that we require Pasuk and a Yafusa for Tefillah that's different than that of Kriya Shema, Zevach Rishayim Toyeva, that the carbon of Rishayim is an abomination. Because there, the Gemara says, "Hay mispalo matzitzay b'mekaymoi." What's the din? Ha'il v'chata afa pisha mispalel tefilaso toyeva. So Rabbi wanted to tell you that his tefila is a good tefila. Rabbi says it's zebach rishayim toyeva, and therefore, since he davened, even though he davened, his tefila is a toyeva. So there we're talking about Yachzer V'Yispalel. And there, you can't say that it's because of Kidvar Hashem Baza. What is Dvar Hashem Baza? Dvar Hashem Baza is that you're mafkia from yourself Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. That's not a pasuk that applies to Tefillah. Tefillah is not Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. Tefillah is Bakosha, Shevach, Odo, but it's not Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. Therefore, Kidvar Hashem Baza isn't relevant. Rather, what? Yes, Zevach Rishayim Toeva. It's the carbon of Rasha is an abomination. It's a different din. Therefore, he has to. Mara says he has to daven again. Afapishes Spalat Filasa Toeva. So don't say like Rabba. And now we have to be ma'ayin. That we learn from the pasuk of Zevach Hashem Toyeva, Shimatzet Soya, Yachzer V'Yispalel. So we say that in such a case, it's nogeya to that he was over al Divrei Chachamim. Like the Rambam writes, Hoel v'chata mipnei sheloi bodak. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Since he sinned by not checking. But it's very difficult to say that. Because that kama that it relates to the sin of loi bodak. This din of matzitzoa is no different than the other dinim of Harchaka and Makom Tar. So the Rambam only writes this din of Yachzer V'Yispalel only Ligabe Tzoa. Hamispalel Umatzit Tzoya B'Mekoymoy Hoil v'chata mipnei sheloi bodak ad shelo spalel chozer mispalel b'makom tar. Dafka l'gabe the din of tzoa, by the other dinim, the Rambam doesn't write that yachzer v'yispalel, like by Kriya Shema. Only by tzoa, the Rambam says yachzer v'yispalel. So the question is, if it's true that the word is shelo bodak, why is tzoa different than the other dinim of harchaka makom tar? Or we can say that the din of Zevach Rishayim Toeva indeed flows from the Chefetz of Tefillah B'Makom Tzoa. That Gufa de Uvda Zos, the very fact that he davened B'Makom Tzoa, that's a Toeva. It's not that he was over al Divrei Chachamim. If he was over al Divrei Chachamim, then the Rambam would have put Tzoa with the other unclean places. But here the Rambam says only Tzoa. So it must be that the din of Zevach Rishayim Toeva flows from the Chefetz of Tefillah B'Makom Tzoa, that the very fact that he davens in a place of feces, that's a toeva. And that the Rambam says, ha'ol v'chotem ibnei shalor badak. That is not the reason that he has to daven again. But rather, as we just said, he has to daven again because he davened in Mokum Tsoa. But since the Yisod HaRachok is only the Rabbanon, that's the Guf HaDin, that the rabbi is only obligated one to daven because of this Toeva. When he was amazed, Betzim Tfiloso. Mashen came when he was Shogeg Bakol, by finding the Tsoa and davening in this place. So, B'chahai, lo gozer, in such a case, they weren't gozer. But when there is such a gzera, it's because of the Toeva aspect. Now we understand that this psul is only shaykh b'tefillah, which is keneged karbanos, for lo legabe kriya shma, which isn't keneged karbanos, and it's not included in zebach. That's a zebach rishayim toeva, it's a karbon. The sacrifice is abominable because that's a din in tefillah. So it emerges that even though both sai by kriya shma and sai by tefillah, it's tolerating that you're over al divrei chachamim. Nevertheless, they're fundamentally different. Whereas regarding Kriya Shema, the Avera al Divrei Chachamim is the Cheftza Aposeles, because the Avera is Dvar Hashem Bozom. That's the Avera disgracing the name of Hashem and being Mafkio, Machus Shemayim. So that's the Cheftza Aposeles, the Avera al Divrei Chachamim. When it comes to Tefillah, the Cheftza Aposeles is the Toeva. And what becomes Pasel is the Tefillah. What Pasels is the Toeva. The Aveira al Divrei Chachamim is merely a tnai, that Chazal only passed the Tefillah when one was over al Divrei Chachamim and he was mazed. So now we can understand the words of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring the explicit din in Hilchos Kriya Shema Perigimel regarding Tefillah, only regarding Kriya Shema, about Chozer o Mispalel. The Rambam only brings regarding Kriya Shema, Chozer v'kore. The Rambam doesn't say by Tefillah, Chozer o Mispalel, except by Tzoa. And even though the Rambam was medayik to write that Tefillah is learned from Kriya Shema, Kol shel davar, kol mokom shein karim boi kriya shema, ein mispalim boi. Nevertheless, that's only linyan dinei arachoka. Etzem dinei arachoka, you have to be marchik from both. But now linyan dievet, chazara b'tefillah. Because when it comes to tefillah, all the dirty places, you don't have to daven again. All the places you shouldn't have davened, you don't have to daven again. Only Tzoa. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, all the dirty places, because these are two distinct dinim. When it comes to Kriya Shema, it's mitzah Dvar Hashem Baza. What's the Dvar Hashem Baza? That you didn't listen to the Chachamim, which is a hafka of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. The rabbi said to read. The person, I don't listen to rabbis. The rabbis are representing Hashem. That's a hafka of Machos Shemaim. So therefore, by Tefillah, Chozer, by Kriya Shema, Chozer, Chozer, B'Kore. When it comes to tefillah, there we don't say he has to daven again, because there's no kabbalah samach shemaim here. And therefore, b'di'eved, he doesn't have to daven again. And that the Rambam brings, l'inyan amotzei tzoa b'makom tefilaso, and his marker is midivrei ha'gemara, of Chav Beis, that's only the psul of Zevach Rishayim Toeva. That's only Shaykh B'Zevach or B'Tfila, below B'Kriya Shema. And it could be that the Makor is, according to the Rambam, from the Kashi of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gemara Dav Chavav that we mentioned, V'chein L'Tfila. They just like Kriya Shema Yinah L'Adam, and there are the places, so too Tfila. So he says, so Rabbeinu Yonah asks, Pashut, it's a Kal Vachomer. So what's the chiddush that even gabei tefillah? We're more machmer by tefillah. Based on what we said, we have a chomer by Shema that we don't have by tefillah. Because based on what we said, the din of Kidvar Hashem Baza that was said by Kriya Shema is not the chefza of the psul, but rather that the baza is a stira to Kabbalah Samachos Shemaim, which is the chefza of Kriya Shema. So they're based on that. It's very good what the Gemara says, v'chein letfila. That you have to distance yourself from what's dirty. Because we can learn tefillah from Kriya Shema, but there's no Kal Vachomer. Because Kriya Shema is a tzad that tefillah doesn't. And that's Shittas HaRambam. That Kriya Shema is a disgrace of Hashem's name. It's Mevazeh Dvar Hashem. He's mafkir for himself Al Mocha Shemaim. That doesn't apply to tefillah. So if there's no Kal Vachomer, and you have to say V'chein letefillah. And now we also understand, like we said before, we mentioned the Tzeref, HaMispal, the Rambam, HaMispal, Matzitzoa, Mekom, Elvachot, Mnei Shaloi, Bodeg, Ashal, Mispal, Choyzer, Mispal, Mokom, Tor. When it comes to Tzoa, he has to daven again, since he sinned by not checking. So in other words, the Etzem Avera is Mispal, Matzitzoa, Mekom. That's because of Zevach, Rishayim, Toeva. And that, the Chazal said, is Dafka by Tzoa. But it has to be B'Tzeref, that he didn't check beforehand. It has to be b'mezid. So this avera al divrei chachamim that he didn't check is only a tnai. Chazal only passed the tefillah when he's over al divrei chachamim and he didn't check. What's the etzem avera? The etzem avera is that it's a is that he davened b'makom shel tzoa. That's a toeva. And we only made you daven again if one was mezid in this toeva. But they're two fundamentally different dinim. When it comes to Kriya Shema, the din is of a hafkar of al-machus shemaim, being mevazed dvar Hashem, like the Gemara brings in the poskim bring. And chazara applies always when he was mevazed dvar Hashem. And when it comes to tefillah, the gather of the yisur is zevach rishayim toeva, not afkav malchus shemaim, like by Shema, as Dvar Hashem Baza shows that he's mafkiyah malchus shemaim. No, it's the etzem tefillah in this place is a toeva. Zevach Rishayim Toeva and Dafka Betzoa and Dafka if he did it b'mezid. So we understand why the Gemara split them into two different categories. Din Kriya Shema and Din Tefillah. It's dafka tefillah b'makom shel tzoa. Only there it's a zevach rishayim toeva, like the Gemara says. Hayim spal matzitzoa b'makomai. Ha'ol l'chata a zevach rishayim toeva. And since he sinned, even though he davened, this tefillah is still a toeva. And the Gemara was only mefarish the Isser of being choizer v'koyre, a choizer mispalel by tefillah. The Gemara doesn't say choizer v'koyre. Again, you have to be choizer v'koyre, but like the Rambam Paskins. But there are two categories. The Gemara made sure to split them up differently, mudim, different sources, different svara, and therefore a different dinim. by tefillah only chozer mispalel, by tzoa, whereas zevach v'shaim toeva, whereas by kriyashma, always chozer mispalel because he was mivazet dvar Hashem, dvar Hashem baza. If he reads in a place where Chacham said not to read, it's afkov al machos shemayim. So we equate the din of tefillah to kriyas shema vis-a-vis the shouldn't daven in dirty places. It's always true. Like the Rambam says that just like you're marchik for shema, you're marchik for tefillah. But when it comes to chazara, they're different. Because as we explain, they're different dinim. There's no zevach or shayim toeva by other dirty things, only by Shema, only by Tzoa, and then for Tzoa you have to daven again, not for other dirty things. But Dvarim Hayu Niflaim, and Amir Tzashem, I hope we can revisit this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.